Oh, here he is.
Hello.
That's freaking me out.
It's really awkward climbing ladders with a book, a water bottle and a little pencil in your hand.
So what do you want to talk about?
Well, Greg and Nick are doing a little zine about fear, and I thought it'd be a good little, instead of just doing little drawings and stuff, to maybe have a little chat about fear.
Yeah.
And what's scary. And,
I don't know.
We've got Gino. What do you think about fear?
Fear? It's only a four-letter word.
Fearless.
Fearless.
I hate those.
Yeah, what do you think about the saying that the only thing to fear is fear itself?
I don't really understand what that means.
You don't understand it?
How can you not understand that?
Like, well, I don't know. Because of being scared.
Yeah.
Is it recording?
The only thing that's scared is being scared of stuff.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if that's right, though, because if you've got seven crocodiles coming at you, and you're tied to a rock, it's not...
Yeah.
It's the crocodiles you're fearing, not...
No, but you
not
could
being
get,
scared of the cockroach.
Right, you've got but you've got two things there. You've got either you've got to get yourself out of that, or inevitable doom. Like, why are you scared of that? You're just going to die.
What about because if you're not scared, you're not going to run, are you?
But yeah, because it's going to hurt.
The fear of that inevitable doom is going to get you out of that situation.
But what about a lot of times, I think if you're in that situation,
yeah,
you're not scared. You're like you go like hyper. You go like fucking superhuman.
What like fear or fight or flee? Or
yeah, yeah, you get instinct kicking. You're not like worried, are you?
No. The fear gives you the adrenaline.
Yeah, 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 that's what I mean.
To lift a car off your child.
But if faced with like a certain death situation, you go like you hear people like lift cars up and shit, don't they? They just go superhuman. They don't know what happens.
Yeah.
They like black out and turn into fucking little Krogan.
What about babies then? They don't fear a lot.
No, exactly.
They don't fear anything because they don't know what is good and what's bad. Like what's going to hurt them and what's not.
Yeah.
Do you think it's through education?
You could dangle a baby off the
street. So fear is through education.
Fear is relative to to experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you put your hand under a hot tap and go, fucking hell, that's hot.
You're not going to do it again.
You're not going to do
it
again.
You'd be scared of doing it again.
Yeah.
No, but if you think about, like, anxiety and shit like that, like, worrying about stuff that might happen, that won't, like, it's just a fucking... It might, yeah, it might.
Yeah, but you might get hit in the face with a bus. Like, a bus might get thrown at your face.
In a way, though, we've not got enough fear. Well, we have, but... Because think how many bad things are going to happen to us. Shitloads.
No.
Shitloads.
What?
We're going to get diseases.
No, we're not.
We are.
Who is?
We're probably
what about medicine?
Yeah, but what's... The thing is, though, you have a disease. Fucking, like, people survive cancer and shit.
You're going to fall over. You're going to fall over in the next 20 years. In public.
Yeah. But why is that scary?
Start fearing it now.
Why should you fear it? If it's
inevitable... It'll be embarrassing. It might hurt.
No, but that's only like a fucking like that's being scared of falling over is mental.
Well, we're gonna die.
Yeah,
probably of a horrific illness. Like,
yeah.
No, Rich.
Not just in your
sleep. I know what you mean. I know what you mean. But I'm always thinking that we'll just be like have human minds.
Hang on.
We'll have human minds. We'll have our brains.
Yeah.
But we'll be in like robot bodies and shit.
When's that gonna happen?
Well, they're already happening with like soldiers. They've got like bionic arms and things. We're going to live for like
fucking futuristic.
We're going to live for like another 60 years minimum.
Nah,
think of the mad shit they're going to have in 60 years' time.
It's not going to happen then.
We're going to be on like crab bodies when like, floating about.
Wait, Rich, when do you think we're going to live to then?
I reckon about 105.
What? All of us, you reckon? Like on average?
Yeah, our generation's men live to 100.
I reckon you're right, yeah. So that's why I'm not scared of dying. Because
so think about that. When we're at 50,
when you're injured, you'd have enough.
Yeah.
My nan's 89 and she's already struggling. Like, if I'm
like
her...
Yeah, but she was born when? In 1930?
Do you know the sort of shit they used to do in the, like, 50s and to their bodies?
Yeah.
Horrendous shit.
I don't think my nan was like that.
No, but
she hasn't even got a driving licence.
They never ate anything
good. Neither was mine.
They didn't eat anything that was good for them.
Yeah, they lived through the war and shit.
They lived through the war, rationing, like, fucking trauma.
Breathing in
fucking
cold.
Just everyone just smoking all the time.
She's not done too bad then, has she, really?
No, she's
and got the medicine, though, as well.
And, yeah,
she might have stayed in a lot.
But you said that fear, like, was, you get taught it. Well, you get it from, like, learning.
Yeah.
But, like, if there was a kid who, like, lived in, like, confinement and you put him on top of like a building like this, but do you think he'd be scared of heights?
No,
probably not.
Do you not think it's instinctive?
Yeah, no, but I surely there's an instinct.
There's a fine line between instinct and like I don't know, like fear of something, I think.